You're listening to SBS News.
36 states at the United Nations Human Rights Council have criticised Saudi Arabia for detaining women's rights activists and demanded their release. The jailed activists have allegedly been subjected to electric shocks, flogging, sexual assaults, and other forms of torture, which Saudi Arabia denies. The Saudi kingdom began detaining the activists in May last year, weeks before the lifting of the ban on women driving, for which many of them actually campaigned. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who's pledged to improve Saudi Arabia's tarnished reputation on human rights, says the women were arrested on national security grounds. The joint statement demanding their release was supported by all 28 members of the European Union, plus 8 other states, including Australia. It's the first collective rebuke of the Gulf nations since the UN's Rights Council was set up in 2006. It was read out by Iceland's ambassador to the UN, Harald Asplund.
We express significant concern about reports continuing arrests and arbitrary detention of human rights defenders in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, including women's rights activists. We are particularly concerned about the use of the counter-terrorism law and other national security provisions.
The statement also condemns the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Mr. Khashoggi, a critic of Mohammed bin Salman's, was murdered at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October the 2nd last year. Saudi Arabia initially said it had no knowledge of his fate, but has since blamed rogue agents for his death and charged 11 people over his murder. Mr. Asplund says all 36 states supporting the joint statement want Saudi Arabia to cooperate with a UN investigation into the event.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, which Saudi Arabia has confirmed took place in its consulate in Istanbul. Investigations into the killing must be independent and transparent. Those responsible must be held to account. We call upon Saudi Arabia to disclose all information available and to fully cooperate with all investigations.
Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the UN, Abdul Aziz Al-Wasil, has denounced the statement, declaring inference in domestic affairs under the guise of defending human rights is an attack on the kingdom's sovereignty. It comes as United States President Donald Trump's nominee to be the country's next ambassador to Saudi Arabia, retired Army General John Abizaid, says the US needs what he calls a strong and mature partnership with the Gulf nation. The US, which is a key trading partner of Saudi Arabia, is not a signatory to the statement read out at the Human Rights Council. At his confirmation hearing, General Abizaid referenced both the killing of Mr. Khashoggi and the detention of female activists, but told the hearing that it's in the best interest of the US to keep Saudi ties strong.
The United States has a long history of cooperation with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. This is not to say that I am unaware of the challenges facing the US-Saudi partnership today. Yet, in the long run, we need a strong and mature partnership with Saudi Arabia. It is in our interest to make sure that the relationship is sound.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.